Mr. Mugwadi, we understand that the crisis in Zimbabwe coalition is accusing your party of intimidation after three ZANU-PF vehicles were seen parked outside crisis in Zimbabwe coalition premises. And they are also saying that the occupants tried to forcibly enter into their offices. What's your reaction to this?
We are not surprised by those allegations, especially coming from a crisis coalition organization that has characters like Blessing Vava and Peter Mtasa, who are known for agitating falsehoods and spreading fake news across the world in order to gather relevance out of donors. So that's not quite surprising anyway, but I must also tell you that, you know, the Crisis Coalition as an organization has no offices in the industrial areas or any other fancy part of the city such that they can claim to have offices. In fact, they are renting offices within the VC, in fact, within a residential area, which is Belvedere. And because it is a residential area, I'm sure Crisis Coalition has no knowledge of who is the next resident closer to the rooms, the houses that they are renting as offices. They cannot say that with precision who is their next door in terms of what they do or what they don't do. So because of that situation, they cannot say that the ZANU-PF vehicles were parked at their offices when they are parked at somebody else's home, as it were, assuming that was the situation anyway. But we are not surprised by those allegations because we know that Crisis Coalition has always wanted to spread propaganda on behalf of an opposition outfit, which Mr. Mtasa belongs to and which he has been doing a bidding for. And that's Triple C. But assuming that the ZANU-PF government could be said to be this ruthless, as they wish to say, or that we are a violent organization or a violent system altogether, why is Mr. Nelson Chamisa walking scot-free and engaging in his political agitation and opposition freely? Why is Mr. Douglas Wanzora engaged in his politics freely? Why is Professor Maduku engaged with his NCA politics freely in any part of Zimbabwe without any intimidation? Assuming we're that violent, for what reason would ZANU-PF or its government target a non-assuming organization that is no membership like Crisis Coalition, save for just engaging in unscrupulous activities, swindling and embezzling bona funds? Those are the headlines we know, and we have heard about Crisis Coalition and nothing political.
But they say that judging from previous activities, such intimidation will result in the harm of their officials or members.
Crisis Coalition is no members. I can ask you right now, point blank, if you call anyone, then they tell you they are a member of Crisis Coalition, or that they are, you know, you don't find them anywhere. What we know is that Douglas Mondora's party, MDC Alliance, or T has membership. Mr. Chamisa's Triple C has membership. Professor Maduku has membership in his NCA thing, isn't it? ZANU-PF has membership. Those people I have singled out among other opposition leaders are the competitors to ZANU-PF, isn't it? That's quite overplaying. Who is Crisis Coalition such that they can, they suggest that ZANU-PF is targeting them? We have never had a presidential candidate from Crisis Coalition assuming that ZANU-PF targeted a presidential candidate. So for what reason or of what consequence is Crisis Coalition such that they will allege and stand on a mountain top and say they are being intimidated? We know this is another strategy to carry the favor of donors in order to get cheap pieces of silver, which they end up embezzling. Embezzling of funds under Crisis Coalition is not a new phenomenon. After all, there are so many headlines to testify to that. So we are not surprised. But all that we will say is that we are an open society where those who oppose government are doing so openly, scot-freely, doing their rallies, engaging in their politics freely in an open society under Zimu 1, President Emmerson Mnangagwa. So there is no consequence out of their allegations.
Where does this leave ZANU-PF as a party?
It leaves ZANU-PF as a party that is indomitable, as a party that is only the option ahead of 2023, which is indomitable, sole presidential candidate, so endorsed by the party comrade Emmerson Mnangagwa as an undisputed victor in 2023 elections, even before voting. Why do I say that? It's because we have put our systems in place and we are scientific and systematic about our mobilization. We are methodical. We are not leaving any stone unturned. We are making sure that no person, no one is left behind in development. And those footprints are going to attest for victory in 2023. No doubt about that. We won't give a damn to pretenders or be distorted by sideshows.